If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Now, here's Ira.
The Sound Podcast is part of the OSIRIS Network. OSIRIS connects you with podcasts, videos, and live experiences about the artists and topics you love. Visit OSIRISPod.com to check out our shows. In fact, you should check out No Simple Road or Inside Out with Turner and Seth. Both are great shows. OSIRIS works in partnership with Jambase, which connects music fans with the music they love and empowers them to go see live music. For more, check them out at jambase.com. The show starts now.
Time is all we have, so let's have a good time.
You've been listening to Numbers Need Humans from Dopapod off their forthcoming record, Emit Time, due out May 24th. It's actually an interesting time for the band after a year hiatus. They are set to get back at it publicly and on stage April 27th at the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York. We've been following them quite closely and are a fan of their electronic-ish, prog rock-ish jam band sound, so we were excited to hear that the boys were getting back together to make it work once again. I caught up with Rob and Eli a few weeks back, and at the time, the focus was on the April 27th show, and we didn't even know about Emit Time, even though, as you'll soon hear, we poked and prodded for any information. Our conversation started when I asked Eli if the hiatus was due to just being worn down, or if in fact the guys needed to stretch out the creative juices outside the confines of Dopapod.
I'd say it was definitely more that we were just kind of worn down from just like years of touring, and it just really got to the point where it wasn't as enjoyable as it should be. You know, I think we kind of just were worn down and needed a reset, like a recharge. And we had tried other lengths of time off in the past. Like we tried doing like a 3-month thing, and that just, you don't really get, like, you're already, you know, trying to plan your, you know, like return. Everything is, you know, booked, you know, 5 or 6 months in advance. And so it's like, you didn't really get the full effect having a break. When we did that before, so, you know, we felt that a year would be, a good amount of time, but we weren't exactly sure that it was going to be a year. You know, like we said a year, but we were kind of keeping it a little bit open-ended on, you know, our side.
Did somebody write down what the date was or what the specific date was, or was it a matter of just, you know, Rob reaching out to one another and deciding that now is a good time to sort of put the pieces together, and we've been off and away from each other long enough that now is a good time?
There was definitely, I mean, there was not like we played our last show and we were like, okay, we'll talk, I'll talk to you guys in August and we'll see if we're ready. Like, cause like Eli said, like, once you have any plans, you're kind of not really on a break. Like, you're still sort of doing stuff. So we didn't talk about anything. I mean, we still talked to each other, like, pretty frequently. And like, we played music together a lot, too. Not all four of us at the same time, but, like, Eli and I did gigs together. Chuck and Neil were doing a ton of stuff together. And then, I don't know, when we finally started having serious conversations again, But it started off with just figuring out, first off, like, when do we want, like, it started off with, do you want to play a show? It's still at that point. But, and it's kind of, more than anything, the first conversation was really about how are we going to do this in a way that's enjoyable for everybody. It wasn't so much like, what's our strategy for like success when we come back or anything like that. It was really talking about how we would do it in a way that everybody would have fun and work hard and hard. You know?
Eli, did you want to add anything to that?
I think, Chuck got married this year. So we had like a hang for like the bachelor party, and that was really great. That was like in August. And then, you know, Chuck's wedding was in September or like October. And I think like those were, I think, the two events when like we had everybody in the same room again. Now, like, not because of the band, but because like we're friends, you know?
Right.
And I think those hangs went really well. And, you know, everybody missed it, but everybody didn't miss the way that we were doing it. So we had to kind of like redesign the entire organization and, you know, game plan. And so it was really nice to have that, like, you know, length of time to really think about everything and reassess and then, you know, move forward with some more like strategic and rested minds.
Right.
You know, that whole thing.
Right now, the April 27th performance, the quote unquote reunion show, is the only one you have planned. It's a big deal, not just because it's a reunion show, but because you'll be playing the vaunted Capitol Theater. How psyched are you guys to play that room?
I mean, so excited. Rob, you want to go?
Sure, I'll go. Yeah, I'm stoked, man. I played there like a year ago, but Dogpod never played there. I played there with Jazz. Or no, not Jazz's Fish. I'm sorry. Pink Talking Fish.
Uh-huh.
And it was awesome. But I don't remember that much about it because I had the flu severely when I played with them. But I'm super excited. I kind of relate it to like, we're used to playing lots of venues that are like great venues, but they're kind of like we've been driving around and I don't know, like a really nice old Volvo or like a pretty nice Lexus or something. And all of a sudden somebody just handed us the keys to like a Maserati or something,
right?
You know? So yeah. You know, I'm just excited to be in there and like, you know,
yeah.
And I think it's pretty cool that we're playing someplace we've never played before because it's a nice indicator of looking forward rather than backward.
Right.
You know, so I think that's pretty cool. I think that's a representation of the current state of affairs.
Eli, did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, well, I went and saw Ween there on my birthday this year, and I'm just so excited to play there because like it's a big room, but it's like it still feels intimate. Like the actual stage area itself, like I feel like it's like pretty tight and. You know, like you can, it feels like a small room, but you can fit like, you know, whatever, you know, 2,000 people in there. And the lights are amazing. So I can't wait to see Luke, what he does with that.
Right.
And it's just such a legendary spot, you know, it's like really like a huge honor to be one of like the names that has played there. It's just really cool.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, Luke is, you know, like many bands that tour and have a great lighting guy, Luke is an important part of the band, and the visual sort of scenescape of what's going on is so important to your sound that Luke must be psyched to get in there and fool around with all the toys that are there and will be at his disposal, right?
He's probably writing light scenes right now. You know? Yeah.
He's already worked there because he did like some shows with Motet and with Avery Corporation. So
right.
I think both of those bands
that's right.
played there. But he said that working on a lot of like the like visuals for the walls because you can
right
project the videos on the walls there. So he says that like he's working on a lot of stuff for that. And I think we're going to like set up the backdrop that we haven't used in a long time. It's like our big logo thing.
Well, don't ruin it.
I'm very sorry. Yeah. We may or may not.
I noticed that you are also going to do a private show the day after for VIPs. How important is it to you guys to super serve this audience that, you know, for lack of a better word, you abandoned and have really stuck through during the hiatus and continue to talk about you and continue to, you know, sing your praises. How important is it that you're able to do a VIP show for people who want more than just that one night?
Well, I was just going to say, I think it's like really important because we definitely have an amazing fan base. Like, people that like genuinely really care, and it's definitely it's like the coolest thing about this whole thing. Like I couldn't believe how many people were still cared, still like, you know, gave a shit, because a year's a long time, you know, but like we had been at it for a long time, but I just didn't know, like we all didn't know what was gonna happen, from this whole thing. And that was why, like, we really wanted to do the brunch thing, so that, like, because it's just one show, we wanted it to be, like, you know, something really special for, like, you know, the, like, diehards and all of, like, you know, our closest friends and fans, so that we can just spend a little more time together than just the one show.
Yeah, I kind of, the gravity of that, all the fans like climbing over each other to get the VIP things, that didn't really hit me until it had already, until it was sold out. Like, before that, when we were like, do you guys want to do a VIP set? I was pretty much just like, hell yeah, because I want to play. Yeah, like, I was like, I'm only doing one show, I want to play as much as we can. And then it didn't occur to me, like, that there's people out there who want to hear us play as much as we want to play. You know, like, people who have that same feeling where we're like, whatever, man, I'll take anything I can get. Just, like, I know you guys are only doing two shows, but I got to be there. I have to be at it. So once we found out that, like, that many people were that excited for, like, the Sunday thing, then I was like, oh, yeah, this is cool. You know, I think at one point we were even talking about, like, whatever, we'll just do brunch. And I don't know, maybe, like we were like, maybe Rob could, like, we were talking about, like, one of us just, like, maybe, like, improvises on our instrument for a while. Like, it would literally just be, like breakfast with
right.
somebody goofing around on an instrument. And then we're like, let's make it a show. Like, let's make it a different show than what kind of a show the night before is going to be. And I'm glad we're doing that. I think it's really cool. Yeah.
I think it's going to be really, like, really interesting, because it's going to be a show, but it's also, like, a Q&A, and we're just kind of opening up the whole thing. Like, we'll see what happens. We really don't know. Like, I'm sure it's just going to be, like, a lot of fun, you know, but, you know, people can ask us anything they want, and we'll see. Hopefully that doesn't, you know, bite us in the ass or whatever, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, I actually, like, when I was in high school, I went to see the band, Bare Naked Ladies.
Yes.
And they were of that, like, where they were playing smaller rooms, and then they would have somebody pass a microphone around the audience to ask the band questions. And I got the microphone, and I got to ask them a question. And everybody, but they're like, kind of like, it's like humor music. So everybody was asking these, like, ridiculous questions. And they had sirens on the side of the stage that would, like, go off if anybody asked a stupid question. And since I was a musician, I was like, what, like, I asked them what their musical influences were, and they were, like, so bummed about how boring of a question that was. They, like, and so then they didn't make the sirens go off, but then throughout the night, in, like, the front row of the balcony, they kept looking up at me when other people would ask questions and, like, make fun of me for how much cooler those questions were than my questions. You know, like they made me a theme for the rest of the set.
Nice.
They kept looking back up at me and, like, make fun of me. Maybe we should do something like that, Eli. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little traumatized from that Bare Naked Ladies.
Or maybe we should have members of Bare Naked Ladies come and ask you, yeah. and you ask questions. Right. Well, they live. I'm in Toronto, and this is where they live. So we could. I could figure. No, I'm just joking. In a former life, I worked with them a couple times for a few album releases. So I know Ed and Tyler.
Look at that.
Sorry.
Tell them Sleeves said hi. They told me Sleeves the whole show.
Right. Well. I'm not buddies with them, but maybe we'll tag them in this, and they'll hear it. Yeah. That's a great story, and it's a great idea, right? I mean, it's important probably for you guys to just have a good hang with the fans, and you could do that digitally, but this is an opportunity for you to do it, you know, right there with these people who are rabid for your music and you know, wanting to know more. There aren't, as of now, more dates, but I would assume that if things go well, this isn't a one-off, right? I mean, you aren't getting back together just to do, like, a Led Zeppelin-style one-off reunion show. This is something that you know, you're thinking about longer term, right?
You know, keep your eyes peeled, I guess. But, I don't know, Eli, you have anything?
Right now, yeah. Right now, it's just this show.
Right.
But, you know, obviously we've been kind of talking about other things that we could do, but we don't really want to, like, get ahead of ourselves.
Fair
just yeah, we just want to focus on this one show and really, you know, put on the best show we possibly can and just have, like, the best time we possibly can and not, you know, overthink it for now.
But you have released a pair of songs, and I think there's three new songs, two of which we've heard already, Numbers Need Humans and Test of Time. Are these songs that are from the Mega Jam sessions, or are these new songs? Where do these songs come from that, you know, you're able to put them out?
Are they out, or by the time people hear this, those songs
yes,
will be out?
That's right.
Right?
By the time
okay.
people hear this. So yeah, comment like that.
Eli, you feel this one.
Yeah, they're Test of Time is Tot, so that's a song that we've been playing for a while. But we finally got around to recording it. But like Numbers Need Humans is a brand new song, and we have a bunch of brand new songs along with a bunch of songs that we already had, you know, written, and a bunch that we like recorded with the Mega Jam, with like the Mega Jam, you know, session that just, you know, wouldn't fit on a vinyl. So we had a bunch of stuff left over from that, plus a bunch of new stuff, and we'll have a new album coming out, I think in May.
Right. Well, that's great. So
the end of May.
So if people, you know, I'm not going to press you on this because obviously you've made it pretty clear you're not going to tell me, but with a new album and this reunion and a new spirit about you, it sounds like some kind of touring will be taking place, and that's probably really exciting to get back at it with everybody and sort of play music again together and just have fun, probably in a reconfigured, more comfortable dynamic, right?
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, yeah, it's just one show, but we, we have talked about, like, if we were to do more, it would definitely be like a less is more
right.
strategy.
Right.
Because that was really, like, the issue was just not being able to get sleep and, you know, not being able to eat the right kind of foods and just playing so many shows where it's like they're not even special anymore. And right. we want every show to be extremely special and a lot of thought into every show. And so we're going for a less is more kind of thing.
Like, we all have our own opinions on it, but I'm fucking super stoked to play. I'm probably not supposed to swear, but you
no,
know, whatever
okay.
I did. like if it were up to me, I'd still be out there doing 150 shows. Mm-hmm. So, me personally, you kind of don't got to ask me, like I'm down. But it's got to be a balance. More than me wanting to play that many shows, I want everybody to be happy and be stoked about the band. So that's the main prerogative, where we can all meet, all four of us, in a middle ground. That's awesome for everybody. But I'm chomping at the bit. I love to play.
Were there personal issues too? I mean, we don't have to get specific, but, you know, aside from just the stress and the toll that touring and doing 150 dates, so playing like almost every other night, takes on your physical and mental and probably emotional status, was there stuff that you guys were dealing with that also made it kind of difficult to hang out with one another so much?
I don't think any more than most bands have.
Right.
Of course, there was some of that. I think there was a lot of, like, being on the road and being away from our significant others. Mm-hmm. That was, like, there was a lot of, that's tough, you know?
Right.
But, yeah. Eli, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, the only person I can't really stand is Rob. He's just, like, so annoying to tour with, and it's just, I just couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
No, I'm kidding.
I interrupt you when you're about to explain how much you hate me. It's just terrible.
No, man, we are, like, we're all, you know, just, you know, like, best friends. Like, right. We've been doing this for so long, and, like, we all know each other, you know, better than anyone else, and... That, I mean, that's like the most important thing to me is like our relationships with each other. It's like, because if those weren't there, then what's the point of any of this, you know?
And yeah, so, there wouldn't be any point.
There really wasn't, though. Like, that was not why we wanted to break. That it was really more just we kind of reached a point of just kind of needing that, but as you know, we're all friends.
If anything, I would say it was the opposite of us, like, you know, like hating each other or something like that. It was kind of because we cared about each other, because we were like just watching each other like deteriorate, kind of, and like enjoy ourselves less and less and be more and more exhausted and like maybe a little bit like. Just personally for myself, like, I felt like I was a little, like, I was too focused on things that we didn't have to appreciate did have.
Right.
You know, because you always, like, and we've talked to bigger bands about this, and it never goes away, where, you know, we'll be like, we'll play some venue, and maybe we'll have 300 people, and they're like, yeah, well, the place fits 500, and last time you had 350, and then you're like, ah, and I was like, when I probably should have been like, we're in the middle of Iowa and we had 300 people. That's so cool, you know? And then, you know, and then we kind of, I remember Eli was talking to like one of our friends who's in a bigger band, and they had the same complaint, but with 4-figure numbers, you know? Like, right. They were like, oh, we only had 2,000 people this time, and the last time we had 5,000. We're like, it never stops, does it, you know? So, yeah, I think that was, I wanted to get a grip on that to just like, be stoked to have this band, period. And do a little bit better of a job being in the moment and enjoying what we've got, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, Test of Time, then, is a great title for a song for you guys, because you stood the test of time, you stood the time away from one another and reevaluating things, and we couldn't be happier for you guys to get back at it on April 27th and see what the future holds. So congratulations on doing that much. And I know the fans are stoked, and I can tell that you guys are too. And we look forward to seeing what becomes of Dopapod in the rest of 2019 and well into the future. Thanks for doing this, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, there you have it. Dopapod is in fact back, and now with the announcement of a new record and one forthcoming date, don't be surprised if we hear more about summer tour plans soon. This is a good thing. For more info, drop into dopapod.com. Before we leave you, let's hear another song off of Emit Time, the latest from Dopapod and their record due out May 24th. Here is Test of Time. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. The Sound Podcast is part of the Osiris Network. For more, visit OsirisPod.com. Thanks for listening. Osiris.